That's what I'm looking for, is interest. Whether it goes pe over people's heads or not, I don't care, because they sit and listen. And even if they're not, if it's not a, as long as it's not boring, you can sell people the stuff right there and then. It's interesting, and that's part of my thing, is to try and draw in uniqueness of music choice.
It's time for content, robots, and rock and roll. Here's your host, Mark Donner.
Last Wednesday, just a few hours after the last episode of Content, Robots, and Rock and Roll came out, we got the news that legendary guitarist Jeff Beck had passed away at the age of 78. That was Jeff in the open, by the way. I came to appreciate Jeff Beck a little later in my life. I think that was because he was a rather difficult artist to pin down musically. He didn't fit neatly into my teenage rock and roll brain at the time when I was starting to get into rock and roll, and it took me quite a while to truly appreciate his music. Once I did, I really did. Jeff Beck was a prolific artist whose career spanned decades. He released dozens of albums in many different genres, rock and roll, blues, jazz fusion being the most prominent. Beck had the unique ability to connect with audiences on an emotional level. I wish I'd been in one of those live audiences. I never got the chance to see him live. He truly pushed the boundaries of what was possible in the world of music, particularly on guitar. So let's take this occasion, this episode of Content Robots and Rock and Roll, to remember Jeff Beck and see what lessons and inspiration we can learn from him and what we can apply to the content we create. Here at Content, Robots, and Rock and Roll, we don't shy away from technology. If you've listened to my recent episodes, I hope you have gotten that idea. We embrace it and we look for ways to use technology to make us better and more creative. I think Beck shared that viewpoint on technology. He was a pioneer. He was an innovator. In the 1960s, during his work with the Yardbirds, Beck was among the first to incorporate guitar sounds like fuzz, distortion, weird harmonic stuff, stuff that quickly became the norm in rock and roll music particularly, but at the time it was new. In the 70s, he drifted into the world of jazz fusion, worked with George Martin on a couple of great albums, and made some really innovative music with synthesizer pioneer Jan Hammer, among others. If you play guitar, or at least pay attention to a lot of guitarists, you may have heard the phrase that their tone comes from their fingers. People will often use this statement about a select group of elite guitarists who can deliver a distinct and appealing tone regardless of what guitar they're using or what effects and amplifier they're playing through, or have a sound that's so instantly recognizable that you know exactly who it is when you hear it. Names like Eddie Van Halen, Steve Vai, Brian May come to mind. Jeff Beck sits atop of that list. His technique and style of playing were so unique that it's hard to think of another guitarist that sounds like him. When I was working in the corporate world, we in the marketing department would quite often have discussions with our technology and product teams on how to promote our technology. You might hear something like, "This product is really cool and innovative, a true differentiator that sets us apart in the market," someone might say. So when we tried to promote and tell stories around that technology that would set us apart in the market, we'd hear, "You know, I don't know if we want to talk about its features so openly. We don't want a competitor to copy it." And then to that, I'd think to myself, or say out loud, depending on how bold I was feeling, would it really be that easy to copy if it were truly that unique and differentiating? I kind of think of Jeff Beck in that setting. He was truly innovative. You could see exactly what he was doing. Wasn't a secret right there on the fretboard. You could watch him, but nobody could really copy him. Of course, the legions of guitarists he influenced imitated what they could from him, and rightly so. But can you name a guitarist that people would call a Jeff Beck clone? I don't think so. I can't. Beck was, and still is, inspirational but uncopyable. So how do we be inspirational but uncopyable? How do we achieve that? In my mind, it's achieved through an intense and rigorous commitment to getting better. We don't have to be masters of the tools we use like Jeff Beck was, but we just need to keep working on it. Keep trying things to get better. Though unique and unconventional, Jeff Beck was fundamentally a sound guitarist. He worked hard at his craft and he evolved it over the years. Let's apply this in general to content creation. So anybody can throw a set of instructions into ChatGPT or DALL-E 2 and get something back that's reasonable. Anybody can do that, which is why educational institutions are starting to crack down on users of ChatGPT for writing term papers and other things. The AI tech has gotten so good that virtually anybody can operate it. So how do we become the Jeff Beck of AI content generation? Well, I think you do it by knowing how to play it the right way. Instead of the guitar, I mean the robots, the AI technology that is on the market right now, helping us with content and helping us with marketing and helping us with writing and design. We got to learn how to play them. We need to learn what cues to give these robots to get their best results. We have to understand the fundamentals of this new technology to be able to play it in cool and innovative ways. What to put in order to get the best out of it. So how do we do that? Practice. Trial and error. It takes some work. It takes that knowledge and comfort that comes with knowing when to let the robots take the wheel and drive and when to operate it yourself. What jobs do you give AI and what do you want to keep for yourself? What core of your message, what core of your story do you not want to give up to computer-generated content? Right before the holidays, I released an episode featuring Lionel Richie's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame speech. In Richie's words, are you a created artist or a creative artist? Jeff Beck was a creative artist in all the best ways. For Beck, technology, guitars, pickups, guitar effects, amplifiers, synthesizers, they all complemented his unique style and sound. They did not create it. He created it. The musical creations made by Jeff Beck came from him. They came from his mind, his technique, his vision, his talent. That's where we need to start when thinking about our content robots, AI, machine learning, automation tools. Let's make them complements to what we can already do, not the other way around. If you're looking to dive more deeply into the world of Jeff Beck this week and as we move forward into the new year, here are my 5 recommendations for albums and then a video. The Yardbirds. Roger the Engineer is the album from 1966. Beck replaced Eric Clapton in the Yardbirds in 65. He played on a few songs from the previous album, For Your Love, but Roger the Engineer is the record that most prominently features Beck's work with the band. Interestingly, then, after Beck, Jimmy Page would take over the guitar work for the Yardbirds before going on to form Led Zeppelin. So, quite a storied band from a guitarist standpoint. 1968's Truth was Jeff Beck or the Jeff Beck Group's first solo album, and it featured Rod Stewart and Ronnie Wood on vocals. Of course, Rod Stewart, you know, but he and Ronnie were in a band called The Faces, and then now Ronnie Wood for the last 50-ish years has been a member of the Rolling Stones. But their first solo album, which some people call the first heavy metal album, that's pretty arguable, but certainly paved the way for what Jimmy Page would do with Led Zeppelin. It's pretty cool to listen to. Then we get into the 70s and you got Blow by Blow, the 1975 album, and Jeff Beck's entry into the world of jazz fusion. Famed Beatles producer George Martin produced this album, and he also produced Wired, the 1976 follow-up, which takes a dive further into the world of jazz fusion. Again, produced by Martin, as I said, and featuring keyboardist, synth pioneer, and most importantly, probably, no, probably not, but future Miami Vice theme composer, Jan Hammer, played the keyboards on this album. And it's quite good. A lot of the music from Blow by Blow and Wired, you would still hear Beck playing to this day on live performances. The next one was the first Beck album I was ever aware of. As I was just starting to play guitar around this time, and that's Jeff Beck's Guitar Shop from 1989. Ads for it were everywhere, kind of a comeback of sorts, I guess. I don't know if it really was, but that's what I remembered it as. Cool artwork that had a guitar up on a lift in what looked like a car shop. Jeff Beck was a huge auto fan as well. Loved cars. But ads for it were everywhere in the guitar magazines. And Guitar Shop is a return to kind of a more instrumental blues rock. And it features Tony Hymas on keyboards, Terry Bozzio, who was most notably a drummer for Frank Zappa. He played the drums and percussion. So those are the five albums. But there's a concert from a few years ago that you'll find on YouTube and probably elsewhere. I'm not sure. But the first thing I did when learning of Beck's passing last week was I went to YouTube and watched a lot of different live performances. There's a lot of cool ones, a lot of interesting ones. My favorite is his performance from several years ago at Ronnie Scott's, which is a famous jazz club in London. It features Beck along with legendary session drummer Vinnie Colaiuta. I always have trouble with that name. And up and coming, at the time anyway, but I think she's fully here now, bass star Tal Wilkenfeld. Really mesmerizing performance. I can't recommend it enough. It was just a good way to spend last Wednesday evening after learning of the passing of Jeff Beck. So next week on Content Robots and Rock and Roll, we're going to step away from some of the inspiration and the theory that we've done in the last few weeks with Jeff Beck and the Beatles and Lionel Richie before that. Get into practice by looking at a writing tool that I think could become a big part of your writing workflow as a content creator. And it's got some AI built in really smart ways. Not going to tell you what it is yet, but I said the word a couple times, so maybe you'll find it. Thanks, Jeff Beck, for all the great music and inspiration. You are a legend, and you'll really be missed.
Hi, this is an AI-generated voice telling you that if you have comments or questions about anything discussed on Content, Robots, and Rock and Roll, send us an email at podcast@superspacerobot.com. You can also visit the website at superspacerobot.com for more information on any of the topics discussed on this podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast player so you don't miss an episode. Thanks for listening.